So we're at IT Showcase at Twickenham, and I am with Steve O'Keefe, who is the regional VP at Epicor. And we've had a little chat before. Steve has worked there for 2.5 years, and he loves everything, all ERP. Explain to me about Epicor.
Yeah, sure. Good to see you. So ERP, that's the market we operate in. We've been in existence around 50 years. As a vendor, we focus in three key areas. So we operate within the make, move and sell areas of the economy, and that means that we work with manufacturers, people that are making things, and we have just very specific capabilities for manufacturers. We operate in the move space, so that's distribution, so that's organizations that are moving product around, so we have capabilities specific to that market. And then the sell area, so that's for us, building supply, building materials, plumbers, merchants, those sort of areas of the business that need access to capabilities that are written for them. So we have three distinct capabilities that we offer in those three areas of the market.
Thank you. And let's talk about your product. So Epicor recently announced that all new feature innovation will now happen exclusively in the cloud. For a traditional manufacturer who has relied on on-premise service for 20 years, how do you explain that staying on premise is now a maintenance decision rather than a growth decision?
Yeah, it's a good question. And listen, we're not moving at a pace that is different to what the market is dictating, right? The market dictates that pace of change in terms of how technology evolves, and what we give to our customers and our prospective customers so that they can see competitive advantage. So the reality is we're on that journey with many, many other vendors. And if we want to continue to keep up with that pace of change, our R&D funds and our R&D budgets need to stay ahead of that, need to keep up with that pace of change. So we've decided and we've made a decision to invest more in our cloud technologies than we are in our other on-premise, more traditional technologies, to ensure that we can continue to innovate and ensure that we can continue to give access to technology to our customers and our prospective customers that helps them innovate their own customers, helps them seek competitive advantage, helps them attract newer, younger talent to their organization in an environment where it's traditionally quite difficult to do so. So we think this decision really gives us that ability to do that. And what we're having to do as part of that decision is ensure, and it's not an overnight thing, right? We're not making some of these commitments or changes until 28, 29 time frame. So in advance of that and in parallel, what we're doing is we're putting in place a set of capabilities and processes to help our customers be able to make that move, which is not seamless, but make that move and make it easy so that they can get access to those innovative new technologies within a time frame that makes sense and at a cost that makes sense. So we've done a lot of work around the use of AI and other technologies internally to be able to help our organizations migrate their data and migrate their legacy applications to the new cloud capabilities so they can take true advantage of that.
And you've just mentioned AI, which is brilliant, seamless there. So for my research, in the UK and EMEA markets, the shift from owning the hardware to a subscription model is often a hurdle for finance directors. How is Epicor helping companies reframe the ROI of cloud beyond just saving on server costs?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a broad question that, and I think if you try and sort of boil that down, you've got to think about why are organizations, why are vendors like us and organizations wanting access to cloud technology? In many cases, it's about cost. In many cases, it's about access to innovation. And it's also, in many cases, a security decision. So traditionally, software technologies, a capex cost for a software technology seems to be perhaps a lower cost, a more easier cost decision to make than purchasing cloud-based recurring type technology, recurring revenue technologies. But the fact of the matter is that there are other costs in that. There are other things to consider. We've seen a huge increase in the amount of in the cost of hardware. So if you think about an organization who maybe has a 30-year-old system in their business, got legacy, and they've got to host that, and they've got to manage that system on a under the desk type server. Those servers uh, that we that we've all seen flashing lights and stuff in our offices, those servers have doubled in cost over the last few years. So that has become a prohibitive factor in staying in those sort of traditional ways. So the cost itself is a consideration, but it's that innovation and access to innovation and to seek competitive advantage. AI is a consideration that all businesses must be thinking about now, right? So we're all using it in our day-to-day personal lives, I'm sure, me included. 2 years ago I wasn't, I am now. My son's using it, my son's encouraging me to use it. Businesses are using it to seek a competitive advantage and truly innovate. So when you bring that together, the reasons to move and to try and be competitive, to try and be secure and scalable, cloud really provides the best options for that. And we are providing through Epicor's Ascend program, a set of capabilities and processes to help our customers navigate that, what could be otherwise a complex pathway.
That's brilliant. Can we just talk about the human element of ERP? So, for example, so talent in the shop floor, younger workers entering the manufacturing sector expect software to work like a social media app.
Yeah.
How has Epicor modernized the user experience to ensure that a Gen Z shop floor worker actually wants to use the system?
Yeah, it's a challenge for the industry. Across all of those industries that we operate, it's a challenge. And in the manufacturing space, it's a challenge. If you think about traditionally, you've got older technology there. People are doing certain things which are quite often manual processes. And that is not that appealing for a younger generation. If you think about the market pressures, raw materials are expensive, cost of labor is expensive, getting young talent in is hard. Skill shortage exists, right, across the UK industries that we work in. So what we're seeing is a bit of a shift from just relying and needing technology to do better things, i.e. innovate and do new things that maybe advance your business in another way. We're seeing the people be quite critical to that, and attracting a younger generation, a younger workforce, is quite challenging in some of these sectors. So what we are seeing, and we're doing quite a lot of work with some of our customers like Progressive Technologies, who are using AI and machine learning equipment and machines to attract younger talent. So they're actually got younger talent quite interested in joining companies like Progressive and Audiotonics, another example, because they're using AI and using machine learning devices and equipment, which makes the younger generation quite interested because there's some familiarity. So we're seeing that take shape, and it's about really, for us, big focus on our UI and our UX capabilities. So the user interface itself, but also the experience that the end users and the users themselves, the power users within our customers, having access to technology that feels a little bit more familiar, a bit more like an Instagram app versus an old green screen type technology, that's really important. And we're seeing that play out. So we're putting a lot of focus on AI, on UI, UX within our technology to attract younger audiences. We're working with the BMF, the Builders Material Federation, and they have a Young Merchant of the Year award, and we support that. We also have working with other federations, supporting some of the graduate programs that exist, and even ourselves, we have at Epicor, we have a University of Sales kind of mindset. We bring young talent in. I've promoted a couple of people in the last 12 months from very junior people up through, and we're creating career ladders that gives people the opportunity to become the next RVP or VP of the business, working from the most junior role in the company from a sales or a marketing perspective. So we're really trying to kind of promote that within, as well as work with our customers to give them the technology to attract younger talent into the marketplace. So that's really, really important. Technology on its own is not enough. The people and attracting young talent is critical to the future direction of business within these sectors. And I think it's really exciting to see some of our customers and bigger organizations out there really kind of getting hold of that and attracting that younger talent, because they've got different ideas, different thoughts and ways of working. And together with the experience that you have within an organization, that is a recipe for success.
So I've got a big question for you. What does ERP look like in the future?
That's a good question. What does it look like in the future? You've got to think that it's we're in this sort of shift from for some time it's been a system of record. ERP has been the backbone of a business for a long, long time. You know, there's been the evolution, 70s, 80s, 90s. It's often been the backbone. It then became a system of record where it was the single system of record, or was seen as the single system of record. That's shifting now to a system of action. And then we're moving towards more generic and to generative AI and the use of that, and how AI and the mass amounts of data that are available to a system like Epicore can help you shape your decisioning in more rapid time, can help you make yourselves more competitive in more rapid time, chewing vast amounts of data more quickly to get better outcomes more quickly, so that ourselves aren't having to do some of those tasks. Maybe some of the machine learning and AI can take advantage of that. So I think the direction of travel is heading, that's the direction of travel. We're very much part of that with our Prism AI capabilities, supporting that across all of our capabilities that we have, across all of our ERPs that we operate in those three key sectors. And I see that continuing for some time. The use of AI agents, the use of generative AI to get customers, get answers to customers more quickly, to be able to turn product out and get it out of the door more quickly, and to be far more competitive in doing so.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with me. How do we find Epicore?
You find Epicore at epicore.com and on LinkedIn, social media. We'd be glad to talk to you.
Thank you very much.